HeroesInc.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go straight back to your calls. We had we were talking to David in Arizona earlier. Is he still there? We were talking to David, and he wanted to know, you know, when do we stop these people? When do we stand up against them? Look, we're a corrupt society. We're a decadent society. There are a lot of really predatory, evil people out there that think we're all here to be pushed around and controlled. And so we have to have a change in our society from laying down and being cowardly and, you know, the step and fetch it attitude to standing up and getting some backbone and then loving our families and being involved and building strong communities. It's a process. It's not like Ceausescu and you just go after one person. It is this corrupt global entity and all of its minions. The globalists own the printing presses. They print the money. They buy up the world with it. But if the people say no and don't go along and don't give it tacit approval, it will fail. But does that answer your question, David, in Arizona?
Yes, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think we need to do the same thing that the Romanians did. We need to drag these people out, kicking and screaming, people like Dick Cheney and George Bush, and we need to bring charges against them. But my question is, I have so many questions for you. I'd love to ask you a million different
questions. Do me a favor. Talk right into your telephone.
Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. As long as you got the telephone behind your head, you're just kind of talking.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that we need to find a way to hold these people accountable, you know, for their crimes. Treason is punishable by death. That law has not been changed. And these people are engaged in treasonous acts. And I think we need to find a way to bring charges against people like Dick Cheney and George Bush.
Yeah, I heard you when you said that. Listen, thanks for the call. Dick Cheney and George Bush are despicable individuals, just like Bill Clinton. But we talk about Bill Clinton and the Bushes being in business together going back to Mena, Arkansas. That's admitted. And so we first have to get past the level of, oh, the Democrats are good, they're fighting Bush, or, oh, Bush is good because he's better than Clinton. That's staged. Just as staged as thinking George Bush is really running something, or that his daddy was really running something, or that Dick Cheney's really running something. They're executives over a regional governorship, one of the wealthiest plantations or holdings of the global empire. And so for the crimes of the IMF and World Bank and its private shareholders, the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, should they go to jail? Should they get in trouble? Should grand juries indict them? Should they be arrested? Should they be extradited for money laundering and fraud and bid rigging and every type of scam you can imagine? Absolutely. But to say, you know, let's grab George Bush and put him on trial or something else, again, that shields the globalists. We're still looking at their puppets as if they are the kings when they're really just puppets, marionettes, men on a string. And so, you know, that's really what it boils down to. You know, very instinctively, people think, you know, let's get violent or let's... Folks, the globalists have to carry out their own terror attacks to blame them on their political enemies. We don't need to do that. They need violence. They want to escalate things. They're the bullies. Now, we should defend ourselves, but at the same time, again, I kept repeating, hey, Dick Cheney, George Bush are puppets, but well, we need to do something about them. I'm telling you, they're puppets. They're all part of this false distraction. We talk about George Bush is evil. Oh, Alberto Gonzalez is evil. They're implementing a program. Do you talk about the street-level thug of the mob boss, or do you talk about the mob boss? Do you talk about the mob boss's captain, or do you talk about the commission? You know, where the mob bosses meet, like the Bilderberg Group. All right, is there evidence enough to, you know, bring out charges and have them arrested? Absolutely. Legions of reasons, but We have to first educate the public on those legions of reason. And that's why the globalists are trying to escalate us into violence before we've won the information war. There is a war on for your mind. And I hear these talk show hosts and callers shoot their mouths off, and I don't mean you. You were more level-headed, but about violence. But I've been hearing the same callers for years calling and saying, violence, violence. You don't see them out involved in violence. They want us to go out and do it for them. It's very easy to, you know, beat your chest and act tough. You know, I'm the first person to defend myself. I'm the first person that if they're driving around in trucks trying to arrest people, you know, for the emergency relocation, the first person that will say, don't go along with that. But I'm not the first person to shoot my mouth off about, you know, let's just start taking people out. Most of these cops, most of these minions are just useful idiots. And then most of the mid-level minions are just kind of, you know, dopes who are yes men who've been put in positions of power because they'll go along with what's happening. And most of them rationalize what they're doing. They've seared their conscience. It's up to us to reach out to them and show them what they're doing is wrong. Pam in Texas. Pam, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, hi, Alex. Stephanie and I were watching the news, and they said yesterday they're going to start producing plutonium again somewhere in Utah. And
yeah, for the new mini bombs.
They refused to say what it was for, like we don't know. And we were just curious. You know, GW's coming on tonight to say something, and our fear is that, you know, since they've been talking about all these nuclear ways, I mean, the ways that all the nuclear things were stolen from Russia and everything, that we're getting into a war with Iran. Or he's going to announce the draft or something. What do you think he's going to do?
He's probably just going to say we need to have a big, you know, the war's good and we're going to win. And he's probably just going to try to boost his approval ratings and warn us about terrorism. So when the globalists carry out terrorism, he can go, see, I told you so, and you didn't support me, and now it's your fault.
Okay, and one other thing. Last year, a man here was beaten by a policeman, and the police said, you know, the little tapes that are over the road and everything. They said, we don't have to release evidence that incriminates the policeman. And that's kind of frightening to me because, like, tax dollars pay for all of those little secret cameras up there.
Oh, yeah. Everything the police do, they won't release the cameras. They won't release the surveillance from the squad cars or the light pole cameras. Whenever it's something they did, they selectively decide when they want to use it. And now the Chicago Tribune's reporting gunshot detectors, just like Austin put up in 98, never been used to detect gunshots. It's a microphone, and the companies that sell it brag that it's for listening to the public. I mean, Pam, we are entering the depths of the police state. What do you think of the Supreme Court ruling letting corporations come in and robber baron property?
Oh, I'm appalled. I can hardly believe it. But then again, you know, we knew it was the next step. It's just unbelievable. I mean, I don't know. And then the guy said today he was going to retire and they're going to put somebody even worse on the Supreme Court. Jeez, we're just screwed. Anyway, thanks for the good work, Alex.
Well, thank you for the call, Pam. I appreciate it. Kathy in Florida, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Kathy, and I am just really thankful for what you're doing. I just recently woke up from a 20-year slumber. I'm a Christian. I voted for all the Bushes. I just got back from Berlin, Germany. I'm a missionary, and I'm in Pensacola, and I'm just appalled. I'm upset, and I'm glad that I appreciate your passion for just saying this is wrong. And we need to wake up. We need to stand up, just like you just said earlier. And I've been called by some of my Christian friends as being anti-American because I'm saying, hey, look at this. This is, you know.
Oh, yeah, if you're for private property rights, you're anti-American. If you criticize Bush for trying to promote the Attorney General of Alabama that went after Judge Roy Moore, if you defend the Ten Commandments, you're an evil liberal. If you're against genetic engineering, you're an evil liberal. If you're against Alberto Gonzalez because he's pro-abortion, you're a liberal. If you're against a $2.6 trillion budget, you're a liberal.
And I've had Christian friends say, you know, yeah, this is probably going on, but I don't want to think about it. It's too depressing. Well, okay. Oh, yeah, it is depressing, but, you know, am I going to stay? I'm not going to look at it. I'm going to go into denial. No. I'm going to do something. I'm going to pray. I'm going to vote better. I don't know if that at this point can help, but what I can do is proclaim the truth. And just like you said, not get violent, but let's just wake up and let's take action. In, you know, as best we can. But, you know, this is all prophesied in the Bible.
Well, it comes down to this. The people in government are public servants. servants. They are not, they're guardians of the Constitution. They are not officials, authorities. And they tell us we're civilians. Why are mayors calling us civilians? If we're civilians, then they're military occupiers.
Which
they are after Reconstruction and 1913 and the 1933 war powers. We really are. The state police are federally issued, federally chartered. It is centralized. It is nightmarish. And I appreciate your call, and you just keep it up. That's because your Republican friends see George Bush as the alternative to Bill Clinton. Well, just go. Well, wait, Hillary's meeting with Rupert Murdoch. Well, wait, George Bush is doing all of Bill Clinton's policies. Because it isn't Bill Clinton's policies, it's the New World Order's policies. And go down the line. Bush is for gun control. Bush is for open borders. Bush is for national ID cards. Bush is for all the surveillance. Bush signed on to UNESCO that Ronald Reagan got us out of. Bush, and they're like, well, what are you for, Bill Clinton, then? No, we've got to admit they have bought and paid for both parties. Oh, it's mindless. It's like they're fans of a football team. Well, I'm not for the Redskins. I'm for the Dallas Cowboys. You know, it's like somebody rooting for a boxing match that Don King's officiating. You know, it's a staged event, folks. Either way, he owns both the fighters. It's a staged event. Ron in New York. Go ahead, Ron.
Hello, Alex.
What'd you think of that owner of the Freeport Western Seafood?
Well, I'll certainly answer that question. I hope I can get to my other point. I think that it was typical after the decision last week. I think that the theft would start occurring. I think that this is what happens when you have a government, and I don't even want to call it a government.
Yeah, this is lawless, just we can rape you, we can loot you.
Government, which is beholding to private power, which is no longer the leveler of the playing field between the common citizen and big corporate power, which in fact is now the stooge of this big corporate power. That's what it's become. So the average citizen or the average person has nobody on their side to assist them. I think it's inevitable. I think the dynamic is just a matter of summation and pure deductive logic that it was going to play out this way. That's what I think.
Well, I unfortunately agree with you, and it's going to get a lot worse, and people are going to get their wake-up call. What else is on your mind?
Well, I was reading an article in today's New York Sun, and there's a very interesting there, and bear with me on this. I think you'll see my point. They're talking about they had just initiated a rule in which people cannot walk between cars in the New York City subway system. Now, you may know this, you've been in New York, but those cars are packed like sardines, all right? Now they initiated that rule, and they also said the newer generation of subway cars, the doors in between the cars lock at certain points around curbs and so forth. I'm thinking to myself, and they use this trivial reason that they're worried because last year in this big city of 8 million, they had a mishap where two people had, I guess, gotten hurt or something happened when they were standing in between subway cars. If you lock those doors and those sardine cans, and if something happens, I would think the larger overriding consideration should be terrorism, being they say the city is the number one object of terrorism, and something happens down in that subway, as they themselves have said, the power structure is always saying that, you have people literally locked in steel coffins. That becomes a force and a fatality multiplier.
Yeah, what if a gas main blows up? It's happened before. This time you're trapped.
Right, you're trapped.
They're training us how to be prisoners, and, oh, you'll be arrested if you drink coffee now down there.
Well, not just how to be prisoners, how to be fatalities. If you're trapped in those cars, Alex, you're going to...
Well, that way when the globalist nerve gas down there, they'll get a higher number.
Right, that's exactly what I'm... That's my point, that this is a fatality multiplier, and they said...
Well, it's like the public schools. If somebody's in the school shooting, they lock it down with prison-style doors so the shooter can kill everybody.
This is suggestive to me of something is in the wind. They said they're going to study this or do this for approximately 6 months. Now, that might suggest to me then it might be wise to be very cautious if you go into that system over the next 6 months. Why in Lord's God's name? Would you
I think more than anything, Ron, it's about, again, setting precedents so they could just do wild, crazy stuff.
Setting the table for their agenda at the expense of human life.
That's what tyranny's about, Ron, as you know. It's about the exercise of just blatant, raw power. Thanks for the call. Dave in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead, Dave.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, Dave.
Hi, good to talk to you. I wanted to relate a story my wife experienced here. She's in the medical field at a hospital here in Denver, and she's involved with a birth certificate. So they had a little seminar at the Colorado Department of Vital Records. So their employees go down there, and, of course, there's a Homeland Security official there who starts getting fingerprints from everyone and saying that they're going to use a biometric system to, you know, access records because they claim the terrorists use birth certificates to falsify this and that to get in the country.
So now they got to get digital fingerprints.
Yeah, and it's proven at the hospital that they're running into problems with the biometric.
And that'll be, I'd already read about this a few months ago. I'm glad you mentioned it. I never even got to it on air. Now this will be everybody enrolled biometrically for the cashless society at birth.
And this Homeland Security official stated to everyone at the meeting that by 2008 we will all have our national ID cards.
Well, that's, they passed the law. In fact, I'm glad you mentioned this. Last night I was at the movie showing, and a fellow named Rocky gave me this Palm Beach Tan finger scan recognition from Austin, Texas. They're doing this all over the country. When you sign up with Palm Beach Tan, verifies your government-issued photo ID and links it with your finger scan signature in our computer. Your finger scan becomes the password for your Palm Beach Tan account.
Hmm. Well, there you are. My wife.
I mean, it's going to be for the national sales tax, and yeah, they're doing it.
And my wife said that they, with the biometric scan that they have for prescription drugs, that they already have some biometrics. In fact, she has a locator at the hospital. They know where she's at almost everywhere in that hospital. And what they do is, she said if you do gardening work or you work on your mechanic, you get oil on your fingers, the system doesn't operate correctly. It doesn't, it messes
sir,
up the
everywhere. Finger. I mean, it just suddenly it's popping up everywhere.
Yeah.
Thumb scanners and finger scanners everywhere, and it's just going in. No one wants it, but they're just doing it as usual.
Right. I mean, I was in Georgia, and after listening to your show for a year and having, by the way, my wife was skeptical at first when I started telling her about the information I
got. Well, see, that's our power, is that we're telling the truth so we can forecast. People don't listen. Well, they do listen. They don't believe it. Then when it happens to them, light bulbs go on.
I made a point of telling my family about everything, and the other day, a couple months back, when they started highlighting the new bill for Arnold Schwarzenegger, 20 years if you're in the country, they all looked at me with their mouths open, shocked. And now my wife is convinced that things are happening. I mean, after seeing all this and hearing me talk about it. But I was just in Georgia, and I drove by the Colorado State Patrol and the Army National Guard sharing the office together.
Everywhere. They're merging the military with the police.
Sure. Good to talk to you. Always love your country. Never trust your government, Alex.
Oh, Al-Qaeda, thanks for the call. Absolutely. I mean, it's coming down. Want to ask the cops something? Do you love your children? Because your bosses are enslaving them. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
All right, there really is just a plethora, a cornucopia, a galaxy of news that I'm just going to run through quickly in the next hour. We'll also have wide open phones at 1-800-259-9231. I didn't properly plug it last hour. I just want to spend a few minutes on it. My new film, Martial Law, is a mini-series. It's my best work. It covers the latest police state developments. It covers 9/11 in total detail, and it covers who the globalists are, the occult connections, the Nazi connections, Schwarzenegger, the Bushes, who they are, what they're up to, what they're doing. You really and truly need to have this film. And I've also made America Destroyed by Design, Police State 2000, Police State 2 The Takeover, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil. I have George Humphrey's great film, 9-11 The Great Illusion. I have Eric Huffman's video, 9-11 Painful Deceptions. I carry a bunch of 9-11 books, a bunch of other great books, and books on tape, and videos, and Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership's video that comes with three free booklets on the Second Amendment to wake people up. Innocence Betrayed. These are all vital pieces of material. You need to go to InfoWars.com, peruse the safe, secure shopping cart there on our video and bookstore. Big discounts. You can watch lengthy clips of all my films, read segments of books. Get this material. Get it out to people. Make copies. Don't capitulate to this corruption. Now is the time to move. Now is the time to expose them. Now people's eyes are being opened. All right, we don't want them to be like deer in the headlights. We want to empower them with further information. You can call and ask about all the different specials we're offering as well, upwards of 75% off some of the videos, so be sure and call and ask about that. 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to order. 1-888-253-3139. Or you can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Here's an example of a special. You get any three of my videos, and they go down in price by $5.95, roughly $18. You buy one copy of American Dictators, an excellent film, the film before last, my second newest film, and it drops down to $5.95 for each additional copy on DVD. You get one copy of Martial Law for $25.95, second copy is $19.95, third copy is $16.95, and down to $14. A lot of different specials, a lot of different package deals, InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart, or that number one more time, 1-888-253-3139. And your purchase of these films also makes this broadcast possible and is so vital. So we can just continue our work and hopefully expand it. I need to get a bigger office so I can do a lot more work. I need to hire another employee. There's a lot of things we need to do. We need your support to do that. And last but not least, PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day. Monthly and yearly subscriptions. All my films, my weekly TV reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other films. So easy, so quick to do it. PrisonPlanet.tv. Sign up today. Coming up, of course, your calls in the next hour, and then Ottawa unveils a new security plan, closer partnership with the U.S., Mexico, a risk to sovereignty, government says. More on the 44 kidnapping victims in Mexico freed after raid, just to show you the total police state, total corruption, total just out of control behavior down there. Treasury Secretary says oil and energy prices hurting economy, no kidding. Bush and Clinton vacationing together. More on Princess Diana. A bunch of news on autism and vaccines and mercury. Italy eyes extradition of 13 CIA-led kidnappers. Blair faces rebellion over ID cards. It's a disaster for them. Second UK indie media server seized by police before the G8 meeting. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.